Senate President Gates, bring us up to date, if you would, on what the legislature accomplished in week three, beginning with the Senate's budget proposal for fiscal year 2015.
Sandra, it's great to be with you again, and this week is hump week. Actually, Wednesday of this week will mark the middle of the legislative session for 2014, and believe it or not, the Senate is a little bit ahead of schedule, particularly with our budget. We have rolled out in each of our appropriations subcommittees the appropriations, the outlays, the spending, as well as the tax cuts that we intend to take to the full Appropriations Committee this week. And this week, we passed $400 million in tax relief off the floor for people who drive cars and trucks to school or to work to reduce their vehicle fees. And then there's another $100 million in tax relief that will make for a total of $500 million, and I think that'll be in tax-free holidays and probably a couple of other areas. So the first piece of news is that the budget this year is going to provide tax relief to working Floridians. The second piece, I think, of interesting news is that Florida will actually be spending less money per citizen and budgeting less money per citizen than we did last year. I think that's good because it keeps more money in citizens' pockets and in businesses' pockets. And third, we've squeezed the budget. We've taken out things that we didn't think had as much merit. And we're going to be able to provide unprecedented education funding through the combined Florida Education Finance Program that the legislature funds and approves. State universities will have performance funding according to the Senate budget. We'll be able to recognize and reward those state universities who do a better job in making sure that students actually graduate and that their degrees actually lead to jobs. And I think that, generally speaking, the budget will be one that that the Senate can pass and be proud of. And then in the ensuing weeks, we begin to negotiate with our partners in the House and come up with a final financial plan for the state that we can present to the governor.
And would you talk a little bit about the education, the higher education plan to reward those universities and colleges that graduate their students at a higher rate? Are you looking at revising that in any way to change the formula?
Well, the State University System's Board of Governors has come up with a series of performance metrics to measure the performance, the effectiveness of our state universities in actually getting students through the process so that they can graduate, and then in making it much more likely that a degree would be related to the realities of the economy and that students would have the skills to be able to qualify for a job. And my view is that we ought to take the state university system's proposed metrics. If we can make some adjustments or improvements in them, that's fine. But I believe the state university system has done a good job in putting together metrics. It'll be the first time that funding has actually been tied to student success. And I think that's the way it ought to be. Students do well, universities do well. And sadly, we have in Florida one state university where fewer than 10% of the students who enter the university seeking a four-year degree actually get a degree in 4 years. We have other universities who do much better than that. But the taxpayers of Florida, parents, and students invest a great deal in our higher education system, and I think we ought to recognize and reward those who can help students get degrees, and those degrees lead to jobs.
Just quickly before we move off the budget, I did want to highlight the criminal and civil justice budget.
Indeed. It's, a substantial share of our state's resources have to be devoted to making sure that we have safe streets and that we have strong law enforcement. We're on a 42-year low in violent crime in the state, and part of the reason is that we've been tough on crime, we've been tough on criminals, we've taken the side of the victims instead of the criminals, but it does cost money. It costs money in the Department of Corrections. to keep people locked up when they pose a threat to society. But this year in the criminal justice budget, we also are trying to provide some additional funding so that some of our courts can increase salaries a bit so that they can do repairs and maintenance and security enhancements so that the infrastructure of our legal system is strong, as well as making sure that we keep bad guys locked up.
All right. Are there any other parts of the budget that you would like to highlight before we move on to other things that you accomplished last week?
Just to say this, that the Senate will be budgeting $3.2 billion in reserves. That's important because Governor Bush and Speaker Benz were able in their time to set aside reserves that we were able to draw down during the Great Recession. And if we didn't have those reserves, we would have had to do what some other large states did, and that shut the doors on a lot of schools and hospitals. We didn't have to do that in Florida because we had healthy reserves. Now, when the sun is shining, that's the time to repair the roof and strengthen the foundation. And so we intend to put aside reserves so that if ever, God forbid, we have another recessionary period, we're not going to have to cut the vital services that affect the state or raise taxes, but rather we can dip into a healthy reserve.
Let's look ahead now. You mentioned that you're just about at the halfway point. You'll reach that this week, week four of the session. What are some of the highlights of what's to come this week?
Well, the big issues this week, I think, will be appropriations issues. The budgets that have been developed by our appropriations subcommittees in public hearings, taking, you know, thousands of pieces of input from the public into account, those budgets will now go to the full appropriations committee this week for a full public meeting, discussion, debate, public testimony, and that's where we kind of sort out and balance and conform our budget so that it makes sense and it reflects the priorities of the people of Florida. I'm certainly supporting a substantial increase in funding for our child welfare system. We've had some 500 children in the last 5 years who've disappeared or died or both because of, I think, inadequacies in our child welfare system. We need to have more qualified people. We need to have a tighter system that's not porous. We need to have better coordination with law enforcement. And so we're going to be seeking increases in the budget there, as well as in K-12 education. K-12 took a hit during the recession, and now this year the Appropriations Committee will receive a budget that proposes the largest amount for K-12 education in our state's history, and some of the best tax relief that we've had in recent state history. So we're looking forward to debating those issues in the full Appropriations Committee this week. If your listeners are interested, they can go to the Florida Channel, WWWFL Florida Channel, and they can see the debates in live. They can see them while they're going on, and they can review the bills that the Appropriations Committee will be discussing.
All right, great. We'll hold it there.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra. I appreciate always the opportunity to have folks from Northwest Florida contact us on the FL Senate website, flsenate.gov. Call us, contact us, email us, let us know what you're thinking, your criticisms, your suggestions are, because if I hear from you, I'll be a better senator.
Florida Senate President Don Gates updating the 2014 legislative session. And I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.